Regem Christi Daily Meditations, helping you encounter Christ in your daily life.
You know my name. A meditation for January 4th. Memorial of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton, religious. From the Gospel of John, chapter 1. John was standing with two of his disciples, and as he watched Jesus walk by, he said, "Behold, the Lamb of God." The two disciples heard what he said and followed Jesus. Jesus turned and saw them following him and said to them, "What are you looking for?" They said to him, "Rabbi," which translated means teacher, "where are you staying?" He said to them, "Come, and you will see." So they went and saw where he was staying, and they stayed with him that day. It was about 4 in the afternoon. Andrew, the brother of Simon Peter, was one of the two who heard John and followed Jesus. He first found his own brother Simon and told him, "We have found the Messiah," which is translated Christ. Then he brought him to Jesus. Jesus looked at him and said, "You are Simon, the son of John. You will be called Cephas," which is translated Peter. Opening prayer. Lord, I want to follow your lead during this time of prayer. Help me avoid the usual pesky distractions and focus only on you and the message you want me to receive in these few moments of my day. Encountering Christ. 1. You're magnetic. Imagine what leadership, charisma, and personal magnetism the Lord possessed when he walked on the earth. Here, in the very beginning of his ministry, he so excited two disciples of John the Baptist that they left the Baptist's side to spend the day with Jesus. We know that one disciple was Andrew, and the time that he spent with Jesus was transforming. Andrew ran immediately to find his brother. How do we respond to our Lord's invitation to sit a while with him? 2. What's in a name? As the Lord passed by, John the Baptist told those within earshot that he was the Lamb of God. The title is packed with meaning for the Jews of the day, who recalled Isaiah's prophecy describing the Messiah as a lamb, and the death of all firstborn unprotected by the blood of a lamb during the Passover. We recite, "Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us," at each Mass. But what do these words mean to us? Jesus not only saved us from sin, but conquered death and promised to one day embrace us in heaven. Gratefully, we ponder these words of St. Peter. Realize that you were ransomed from your futile conduct, handed on by your ancestors, not with perishable things like silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a spotless, unblemished lamb. 3. You named me. There's lots of name-changing in the Bible. Abram becomes Abraham. Jacob becomes Israel. Simon becomes Peter, the rock. Lord, you named Simon Rock to signify his foundational role as Pope in the new church you built. Catechism of the Catholic Church, number 881. As I sit quietly with you this morning, call me by my name and confirm in my heart that I am special to you. Bless me so that I may share what makes me unique with everyone I meet today, according to your holy will. Conversing with Christ. Thank you, Lord, for this time alone with you. Whenever I seek you out, you always invite me to come away with you. You are the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, my personal Savior, and the intimate friend of my soul. resolution. Lord, you recognized in Peter the qualities to lead your church. Today, by your grace, I will pay close attention to things I do well, thank you for them, and offer everything for your glory.
Visit our website at RegnumChristi.com.